Good evening with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Regulators are weighing a proposed jump in the basic health insurance premiums. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has the details.
The Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability and the Department of Health Regulatory Services are reviewing a proposed increase in standard health insurance contract premiums that could affect more than 12,000 residents across the Cayman Islands. In a statement today, officials said Coral Isle Medical Company, CG Britke, has requested an across-the-board rise of about 25% on SHIC plans from July 1st, describing it as the first adjustment to SHIC rates since 2013 and linking it to claims experience, healthcare cost trends, and greater use of advanced local medical services. The Health Insurance Commission is examining the insurer's actuarial data, claims experience, healthcare utilization trends, and other supporting information to see whether the proposed rates meet the requirements of the Health Insurance Act and regulations, and is empowered under those regulations to order changes if it finds the new premiums excessive, inadequate, unfairly discriminatory, or unreasonable. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Health Minister the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes said government is acutely aware of cost of living pressures and that affordable health care coverage is a necessity, adding that her ministry will keep working with regulators to ensure policyholders' interests remain central as the reviews continue. To the courts, five people have appeared in the Grand Court recently facing multiple charges linked to an alleged importation of guns, ammunition, and cannabis. The defendants Zulicia Aurora Delone Mambrew, Douglas Omar Hurlston, Shamar Gordon Cummings, George Alexander Escobar Murillo, and Jeffrey Ian Seymour Fernandez have all been bailed until their trial on the 5th of October. The Crown alleges that Mr. Cummings, then a Customs and Border Control officer, abused his position between February and March 2025 by helping his co-accused bring illegal items into the Cayman Islands. All five are also charged with conspiracy to import firearms, ammunition, and cannabis. They pled not guilty and are bailed to their trial in October. A man recently listed as wanted by police and arrested days later has now entered pleas in the Grand Court. Alhandel Pearson formally pleaded not guilty to one count of robbery and one count of possessing a fake gun. His pleas were entered today following legal arguments before Justice the Honorable Emma Peters. Mr. Pearson is scheduled to stand trial by a jury on the 3rd of August, with the hearing expected to last up to 5 days. He remains in custody at HMP Northward until the trial begins. The case for the Crown is presented by Crown Prosecutor Martin Mulgrew, while Mr. Pearson is represented by Samson Law. A man charged in connection with a wounding incident at the Cayman Turtle Center is due to enter pleas in Grand Court later this month. Drayson Marlon Watson is scheduled to appear on the 26th of June when he'll formally respond to charges of wounding with intent and possessing an offensive weapon. The charges relate to an altercation earlier this year involving another man who later died in hospital following his injuries. Mr. Watson is currently on bail and is required to return to court on the 26th. It's a thumbs up for several projects after the Central Planning Authority met on the 13th of May. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the details.
At first, the board granted conditional approval for a contested after-the-fact application for Takeout Restaurant on North Church Street and Bodentown in Central Georgetown, but for 1 year only. In its reasoning, the CPA wrote, while restaurants are generally permitted in the general commercial zone, the food stalls, quote, do not provide for an appropriate visual image that would encourage further development of the tourism industry or improve the commercial area of the island. As such, the authority has determined that approval can be granted for, quote, 1 year only, which will afford the applicant time to formulate plans for closing the business. The CPA also approved an application for a house, pool, carport, cabana, and shed off Sunnyfield Road in East End. This application site consists of primary habitat, predominantly primary dry shrubland near the Salina Colliers Reserve, which is one of the few areas where the endemic blue iguana lives. In another environmentally sensitive project, the CPA also greenlit an application by Bronte Property Group for a house with a pool on Boggy Sand Road in West Bay. The beach at the site has been designated as critical turtle nesting habitat. The NCC laid out directed conditions for approval of the application, which included a plan for turtle-friendly lighting. I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. You can visit planning.ky for more information. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Despite the hazy conditions this week, local health officials say local schools had, quote, good air quality. Saharan dust events occur on an annual basis, causing fine particulate matter that can affect folks with respiratory conditions, such as asthma or heightened sensitivity to airborne particles. This week's dust alert prompted health authorities to issue guidance to local schools, encouraging them to keep kids indoors as much as possible. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Mark Paramlal says their air quality readings over the last 2 days remained within the, quote, good to moderate range of the United States Air Quality Index.
We are reassured that readings have remained within the good to moderate range and that indoor environments at our schools showed that our pupils had good air quality.
The National Weather Service discontinued its dust alert for the Cayman Islands on Thursday afternoon. The Department of Environmental Health says this year's bulk waste collection has officially wrapped up across all 5 districts of Grand Cayman, as well as Cayman Brac and Little Cayman. In an announcement this week, the department said standard waste management protocols have resumed. The DEH is reminding residents that with the collection schedule now complete, any additional bulk waste should now be taken directly to the landfills. The department also warns that it's illegal to dump and litter and that it can lead to penalties of 6 months in prison and a minimum fine of $500. The Georgetown landfill is open weekdays from 7 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon and until 1 in the afternoon on Saturdays. Cayman Airways has been nominated in 2 categories in the World Travel Awards, Caribbean Leading Airline and Caribbean Leading Airline Brand.
These nominations acknowledge Cayman Airways' commitment to exceptional customer service, operational excellence, and authentic Caymanian hospitality while connecting the Cayman Islands with key destinations throughout the Caribbean, Latin America, and the United States.
CAL's Olivia Scott Ramirez tells Radio Cayman these nominations are, quote, especially meaningful because they are driven by experiences and opinions of travelers.
As the national airline of the Cayman Islands for nearly 6 decades, Cayman Airways continues to proudly represent Cayman while providing safe, reliable, and authentic Caymanian hospitality across its network.
You're encouraged to vote for Cayman Airways in both categories by visiting worldtravelawards.com before the 19th of June. It's science season. Over in Cayman Brac, West End Primary and Spot-based students brought their A game to their respective science fairs. At West End, first place honors went to Jodianne Grizel, Esme Cook, and Shristi Singh. Here in Grand Cayman, First Baptist hosted its 2026 stream night. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin, along with 13-year-old Nala, caught up with science teacher Moni Hall Giminbuchang at the event.
Tell me, what is STREAM?
STREAM is an acronym that stands for Science, Technology, Robotics, Engineering, Art, and Mathematics. We integrate all of those subject areas, bringing the different independent practices into one. Practical projects, hands-on experiences, where our students can really get to see these subjects put at work in real life.
How do you see science or technology impacting our future?
Technology helps us to learn a little bit better with the implementation of AI, with robotics. We've been learning about 3D modeling that have helped people who need casts and limbs, and even a blind parent that is not able to hold her premature child. So it's really impacting our society, and really there's no going back. So I always like to say, if you know how to do it, you're going to be a forerunner in the future. And it's really everybody's.
Why do you think creativity is important in science and engineering?
Well, when you think about all of the forefathers of science, they were people that thought outside of the box. Albert Einstein, Thomas Edison, and you name it. Even the women that helped with the Apollo and all of the space programs, they had to think outside of the box, creatively, not limiting yourself to just one way of doing things. So technology, science, innovation, thinking outside of the box really helps us to progress.
What advice would you give to someone who wants to get involved in STREAM?
Well, I would start with online, doing projects at home, experiments at home with the permission of your parent. I will start with camps as well, going to camps. I would start with getting involved in your school. Maybe you have a STEM club or you have a STEM subject, and really showing your interest to your teachers and those around you to get involved.
Finally, the Cayman Islands will observe the official birthday of His Majesty King Charles III on the 15th of June with a special parade and presentation of honors outside the Government House on West Bay Road at 8 a.m. The public is invited to join in person or to tune in live to the broadcast on CIGTV and the Cayman Islands Government YouTube channel. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks.